Come in, boys and girls. Are you ready for your character checkup? In America, we have so many roads. In our bigger cities, we have many roads that pass over one another. God says in His Word that He has a way to pass over our sins. 1 Corinthians 5:7 says, "For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us." Christ is part of the name for our Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son. Passover reminds us of a special holiday that the Jewish people celebrate every year all over the world. It's a time when they remember how God, many, many years ago, was punishing a wicked people for their sin. At midnight one night, He passed through and killed all the firstborn children in each home. But God passed over the Jewish homes and did not kill their firstborn children. Why? Because the Jewish people had put the blood of a perfect male lamb on their door. All those who did not have the blood on their door found their firstborn dead that night. If you're a child of God, God has also passed over your sin, so you don't have to be forever punished for it. Why? Because Jesus Christ was sacrificed for your sin. Let's say it again. 1 Corinthians 5:7. "For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us." To sacrifice something means to give up something you have that is very precious. God sacrificed His beloved Son, and His Son Jesus willingly sacrificed His precious blood and His life for you. When you believed on the Lord Jesus and asked Him to save you, God promises He will pass over your sin because of what Jesus did for you. If you believed on the Lord Jesus, let's read that verse again and put your name where it says us. 1 Corinthians 5:7. "For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for..." Darlene, do you observe the Lord's Supper or communion service in your church? That's when we as believers remember the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ, God's perfect Lamb. Will you stop right now and thank Jesus for suffering for your sin, for being your Passover Lamb? How was your checkup today?